Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website. GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hour number two. Nice to have you with us. Schedule release day. We gave you a preview yesterday. We were lucky enough to have Rico use his telescope to get the schedule early, and we've been rapping about it. And here's how we want to do it. We started the show because the morning show was just like, oh my God, how negative. Yeah, 11-6 is negative. Yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, again, as I comped it yesterday, when they talk Lions, it's the equivalent of Tony Montana face down in a pile of blow. 14 wins for John, 13 for Jim. All right, thanks for playing. For the rest of us people that want to live in reality, the over-under's 10.5. So are you over or under? And understand something. That over-under at 10.5, it's not like it's somehow minus 300 over. Vegas is telling you there's a very real chance of going under 9 or 10 wins. I'm trying to be optimistic at 11. But here's all we ask. When you call up and you give your prediction, and we know, all right, we understand this is a stupid thing. The whole schedule thing, it's stupid. I know it's stupid. I'm angry at Rico for doing it. But listen, it's May 15th and we want to have a good time with it. We're giving facts. You don't get to like or dislike facts. They're facts. Facts don't care about feelings. So when we say the Lions have drawn the second most difficult schedule, that's a fact. When we say it is the most difficult road schedule in NFL history, that's also factual, based on the percentage, based on six teams winning 11 or more last year. When David says teams have only won more than 14 games 9 times in history, that means it's not happening again. That's a fact. So we talk about losing both coordinators. That is a factual thing. And when you look at teams that lose coordinators, much less both, it's not exclusive, but it's almost exclusive. They take a step back.
Yeah.
Then factor in Aleem McNeil will not be with you. Even the most optimistic projection won't be with you through what Rico's calling the gauntlet of the first 6 weeks. Those are facts.
And also, if you're looking at this 10.5 saying, well, what does Vegas know? There's only four teams that have a win total higher than the Lions, and you're playing three of those four teams.
And it's 11. It's not like it's 12.
It's 11.5, right.
It's not an insane. So look, what do you guys make of it? Now, Rico, you're under 10.5.
Yes.
Kenny's under 10.5. I'm over, but barely. But I'll stay positive and say, all right, 11 wins. David, you didn't make a pick.
11.
So you're with me.
Yeah, 11.
Okay, so we're over. You guys are under. Where are you guys in listener land? And all I ask is this. If you're going to call in and do this double disco nonsense, have reasons. You got to have reasons, because when you're talking about your team, man, you got to take your hands off your chandelier And let's live in reality. The Lions could be a really good football team that has a major step back this year based on who were the big-time quarterbacks you played last year. Who? Who were they? And you'll say, all right, well, we played Jordan Love. Yeah, you had the benefit. He was on one leg. Well, we played who? What, Baker Mayfield, the guy you make fun of? By the way, he beat you. You played Josh Allen, he kicked your ass.
C.J. Stroud.
Survived a 5-interception game. The point is, you didn't play good quarterbacks.
And then you played Jaden Daniels, the rookie.
How'd that work out? So the idea is when you face elite quarter, I mean, you are facing a gauntlet of quarterbacks this season. Also, it's not a fact. I think it's a strong, well-reasoned opinion. I think you're playing in the toughest division in football. Not a fact. I think that's an opinion that is not worthy of slander. So, what is your initial response when you saw the schedule? And Rico can read through it. The over-under's 10.5. If you want to go over-under, do it. If you have a specific win total, do it. But I am just blown away at people flippantly on this station going 13-14 wins. I don't even know what it's based on other than, I don't know. Their balls tingling. I don't know. I don't get it.
A lot of hope. You saw the Lions scoring a lot of points. It was fun offense and, you know, Lions takeover. So you're just going to keep that train rolling. Doesn't matter who the coordinators are. Still the same players. And they're going to come back from injury. And they're going to be just fine. We start off at Green Bay. For people who don't know the schedule. Starts off at Green Bay. Home to Chicago. At Baltimore for Monday night. Home to Cleveland. At Cincinnati. At Kansas City for a Sunday night game. And then followed up a Monday night game here at Ford Field against Tampa Bay. They have the bye week. And then it's Minnesota at home. On the road to the Commanders in Washington. At Philadelphia playing the Eagles. Back home for the Giants. Green Bay at home for Thanksgiving. Dallas at home for a Sunday night game. At the Rams. Pittsburgh at home. And then you finish the season off at Minnesota on Christmas. And then at Chicago.
248-539-9797. We can get to the people. It's really about you guys. And look, I'm not going to make you a villain. I'll make Costa and John a villain. Because, listen, you want to use us as your content. That's fine. But this 13-14 win stuff with that schedule, with two new coordinators, without Aleem, I don't think that's a respectable opinion. I think it's nonsense. Now here's Heather with the news. So look, you can call in. If you have real reasons, I'll listen to it. But the problem is we can't find a lot of those people. The people calling in so far have been pretty well-reasoned. And I don't think you're a bad person if you go, you know what, Mike? I want to bump them a game. I want to get to 12. Give me some reasons. We've had plenty of people saying under 10.5. I don't think that makes you a hater either. I think it means you have concerns. So we'll get to it right now. We go to Blake, 97.1. Blake, what's going on, bud? How you doing?
Mike and Rico, how you guys doing?
Good, Blake. Pal. What's up?
Hey, not much. Honestly, I really don't have any idea how you can predict a 13 or 14 game winning this year. I look at this schedule, and really the only thing that makes me happy is as a season ticket holder, the Christmas Day game is on the road, so I don't have to worry about going to a game on Christmas Day. If you really look at the schedule, they got an 8-game stretch where I am just kind of hoping that they go 500. At Ravens, Browns at home, at Bengals, at Chiefs, Bucks at home, Vikings at home, at Commanders, at Eagles. Really, the only auto win that I see in those 8 games is the Browns. So, I mean, out of that right there, I really want to say that they can get to 11 wins. I'm going to say that, as a fan, I'll say that they get to 11 wins. My gut is telling me 10. So I know that's right on the line with Vegas. Yeah. And I'm a betting man, but I don't know if I want to put money on this because I just that's a really good line at 10.5. I don't know if they can get to 11, but I don't think I'd want to put money on them only winning 10. So I don't know.
No, I think, Blake, I share your sentiment. I think that number, there's certain teams that come out and you have a strong opinion. Of the 32 teams, if you comb every over-under, you probably have a couple. You go, oh, come on, I like this or I like that. Now, the Lions, I think it's right on the line. But in order for you to want to bet it, you better think they can win 12 or 13 games. Otherwise, what are you betting it for?
Right.
Yeah, I would say the good news is after that 8-game gauntlet stretch, they do have the Giants right after. So let's hope we can at least get a win there.
Oh, we'll be your slump buster. Don't you worry, we got you covered, huh? We'll be some of the scraps Kenny's after at the bar at 2 a.m. when the lights come on. Roberts. David Dickens. Why did Kenny catch a stray there? Kenny, can I apologize? You know what it is? I'll tell you what it is.
I'm too negative. That's what it is.
A day after I told him how much I hate that Mos Sider jersey.
That's right. That's right.
He wore it.
I was wondering if you'd notice it.
Oh, hell, man. Yeah. You sat back in your chair and, oh, there's the winged wheel.
Exactly
wear.
Right.
What to wear. Hold on.
But I got something for him in the 4 o'clock. It's a good thing he's wearing that shirt today.
Okay.
We're going to talk about it. I got a little something for you. David, ticket text real quick, if you don't mind, buddy.
Aaron and Taylor says, my prediction is 8-9. The max would be 10-7. Too many lucky things happened last year. Too much lost in the personnel. Mike Costa gave his reasons. His reasons were, it's going to be a J-Mo coming out party. Whatever that means, Jeff in Grosse Pointe.
Yeah, that's not a reason. That's a hope. Also, the coming out party was last year when he had a 1,000-yard season. Also, one of Jim's reasons was, well, Jaden Daniels will be hurt for that game. These aren't reasons.
I couldn't believe when he said that.
What angers me is he's so talented and he's a very sharp guy, and this is just his blind spot.
He actually said 11.
Oh, good. That means I'm a spicy garlic guy. All right. I couldn't hit the drop in time.
He actually said 11 win.
Oh, you mean now he won't scream at Rieger and have a psychological break when Rieger comes in and says 11 wins like last year?
Oh, I remember that. So, yeah, he said 11.
That was an episode of the Jerry Springer show that day. It was unbelievable.
Chairs going everywhere.
Oh, man, you are not the father.
And then Heather agreed with you.
Running away!
She didn't want Christmas games.
She's not wrong.
She was like, it is family time, damn it.
It should be. Whatever.
I feel bad if her husband tries to turn on the game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Schedule Palooza. Lions drew the second toughest schedule. Hardest road schedule. What do you make of it? Vegas has you at 10.5, and it's still one of the five or six highest win totals, but I think it's spot on. 10, 11 wins. Here's a question for you guys driving around. If I said to you right now, you could sign a piece of paper. Now, I can't pick which games. I can just tell you at the end of this, you will be 11-6. Would you sign the paper today? Now, you're foregoing all possible Jim Costa, John Jansen outcomes of 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Hell, they might win 20 games in a 17-game schedule. Jim will tell you how tomorrow morning. The point is, you have to forego all of that. But you're also avoiding the very real risk of 10 wins, 9 wins, or heaven help us, 8 wins. If I could lock you in at 11-6, would you sign that piece of paper? Because I, no hesitation, right here today, I would sign it today.
Absolutely, Mike, and you wouldn't even have to sell me this pen. I would just, yes.
That good of a deal.
If I have to write it in blood, I would take that deal. Absolutely. Because, yeah, it means that you're going to be in the playoffs and hope for better results. Because here's the thing. Maybe, you know, by playing this tougher schedule, you're a little more battle tested, you'll have more success in the playoffs. But yes, because looking at this, I was telling Kenny, it's like, man, there's a lot of 50-50, a lot of games. You're like, ooh, let me see here. Which one would I go? So, yes, I would take the 11 wins in a heartbeat.
Okay. I just wanted to ask. We'll go to the people. We'll go to Eddie, 97.1. Eddie, what's going on, pal?
Hey, Mike Rico, how are you today?
What's up, Ed?
Eduardo, what's
awesome.
Up?
Hey, I would sign that deal in a heartbeat. Look, 11 wins is going to probably win this division. This division's going to cannibalize themselves. Mike, you hit it right on the head. This is the toughest division in the National Football League. Also, we got to remember, last year was an anomaly in a way. There's only been 8 teams in NFL history to hit 15 wins in a season.
Correct.
It doesn't happen a lot. And also, last year, you could argue, 3 to 4 of the wins, we could have lost them too. We could have easily been an 11-win team, 12-win team. So you got to get a little lucky. I'm not saying we weren't good, but you got to have the gods kind of favor you. Look, if we can get through this gauntlet of this road schedule, look, the road schedule is a road schedule. You don't know who's going to be hurt. You don't know where teams are going to be. But at the same time, the one big thing, I would rather be 11-6 and fully healthy and have the 4 seed mm-hmm. or the 3 seed rather than being 15-2 and then having a depleted defense like last year, and you're just showing up in years and you're hoping and praying that we could force a punt on one of the 13 or 14 possessions Washington had. So look, 10.5 is a perfect number. They know what they're doing, but the ceiling probably is 12. The floor is probably 9. So, hey, you know what? Let's just enjoy it and have some fun, because here's another thing. The teams that we're playing are going to, they're going to put bullseyes on us going into their stadiums, them coming into us. So it's not going to be like we're surprising anybody anymore. Hate to break the news to everybody, but we're a pretty good football team. And when mm-hmm. other really mediocre football teams play good football teams, they usually get up and play a little bit better. So we better strap on the helmet and ready to go.
I got so, you know, and I want to build off what Eddie just said. So I've got something interesting. Again, all of this is just dust in the wind, but we're having fun on May 15th. We'll do this at 3:30 because I want to get to the calls. I want to give you guys a couple of minutes to think, okay? I have the point spreads for their entire season.
Look at you.
We'll have a little fun at 3:30. You guys can guess the line.
You made that call out to the desert.
No. I have them.
Hey, Bubby.
Hans, Bubby. Let's go to Anthony, 97.1. Ant, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Mike and Rico?
What's up, Ant?
Man, I'm telling y'all, man, it's a sad day, man, but I'm telling y'all, we're an 8-win team, man. We're an 8-win team. Y'all talking about this 11th. I'm a Michigan fan, and Aiden Hutchinson is not going to come back and be the same player. Not right away, man. It's still going to take some time. I mean, that's the same injury that happened to Paul George, and he don't even play as physical of a sport. So I don't see our defense being up to par to be an 11-win team, man. We about to split every game in the division. I don't see us sweeping nobody. Nobody. Especially with being out there with the Bears. And the only teams that I see that we guarantee probably to beat, Browns, I think that we can knock them off.
Browns, Cowboys. Giants, Steelers, Cowboys. Those would be your four.
Know, bro. You know what teams we're going to be. And we're going to split the division. We're an 8-win team. We didn't get stronger on defense with the pass rush in particular, man. And Aiden is not coming back to a 10-sack season. That's not happening. I'm telling you. Right? Well,
yeah, because I would say, one, he would probably have to be going up against a better caliber of left or right tackles. And two, you're right, man. I keep telling people, it's not a video game. He just doesn't come back and he's 100%. It's going to take some time. Like, well, did you see him running up the hill? Yeah, he's going to be in wrestling matches about 40 times a game. That's what I need
man,
to see.
That leg is going to get tired. Rico, you calling it, man. It's going to get tired. I saw his workout video. He looked like he had some speed on him, but it was ginger, man. He was running a little ginger.
Well, Anthony, I'm glad you're saying it. I'm glad you're saying it because you're a Michigan fan because they, you know, because I went to state. Yeah. So I'm glad you're saying that.
Yeah, I got you, Rico.
Thank you, Anthony. We'll get to this, but here's the other thing I want you to think about. How many games are the Lions underdogs in? Oh. I will give you game by game, and I'll have you guess the line. But I want you to start thinking about your answer that in the entire year, how many times are you an underdog? So start thinking what that number is in your mind. And we'll go through this and we'll have some fun because I think it's super interesting. And obviously numbers will change as the year goes along. But the fact they've put lines out for all this.
No.
Oh, boy.
You piqued my interest.
Okay. We'll have some fun with it in a couple of minutes. David, ticket text. Then we'll get to the buy the number. Oh, maybe we should, if you wanted to, you break out that stupid music. Go ahead.
11-6, I'm in, signing it right now.
Okay.
Mike, does that 11-6 record come with a division title? I'm taking it either way. I just want to know from Isaac.
You know, it could come down to the last 2 weeks.
Sort of, maybe, kind of.
It comes to whatever 11 wins gets you.
Yeah,
I mean, you're in the playoffs. Maybe yes, maybe no, question mark?
Mystery box?
How about this? You're in the playoffs. Go win the game. Mm-hmm. Plain and simple.
I would absolutely take 11 wins as long as it's a playoff-making 11 wins. Well, all right, 11 wins.
So let me ask the question then. What happens if I say 10? See, I feel like this is the line of delineation. Mm. No one is signing for 10. Everyone except Costa and Jansen are signing for 11.
I would sign for 10.
I would too.
I
wouldn't. I want to give them some upside here.
I would sign for 10, as I said. I don't want to beat a dead horse. You're playing too many great quarterbacks in the NFL, and your defense is not up to snuff with a brand-new coordinator, and you don't have all your pieces. That's a recipe for disaster. So that says you can mitigate that, and you'll still have double-digit wins, which will put you in that playoff hunt. Absolutely.
David.
Having seen the schedule, I'll sign that deal for sure.
Okay.
11 wins gets them in the playoffs and the division. I'll take that.
Wow, there's a lot of negative people out there. Or realists.
Someone else says 11-6. They'll take a step back in wins, but they'll be better overall.
There's a chance for that. There is.
The Lions won 11 games this year. I like their chances to win the Super Bowl more than I did last year. Because the schedule is brutal.
Okay. We're going to play this by the numbers next. You guys just think in your mind about, okay, how many games are the Lions an underdog in? That is going to be the question I lead with. Then through that, we will go and you and I'll probably go to each of you for one, like just so we can get through all the games. Okay. But I've got the point spreads. Sit tight on this. I think it'll be fun for people. 97.1.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay. So, in an even more ridiculous exercise, we're going to have some fun. Bowman, I have the Lions point spreads for every game. In essence, by the numbers. So, look. Okay. So, look. I asked you guys a question before the break. How many games are the Lions underdogs in next year? Give me your guess.
I'm going to say 7.
Rico says 7. Kenny Cott in a Mo Sider T-shirtsy. Well,
the total was 10.5, so I'm assuming somewhere in the 6-7 range. I will also guess 7.
Okay, David.
Yeah, I'm also guessing 7.
5. Oh. So keep that in mind as we begin. All right, you ready? I mean, David, I don't need by the numbers, but do we have like football music or anything? Something.
Do I need to get the glasses out?
Oh, dear God. Okay. The season opener, the Lions at Lambeau. Let's start with Rico Beard. Rico, guess the line.
You know what? I'm going to have to Evan Jenkins this.
You're out. You're out. We go to the man in the jersey, Kenny Cott.
I also have to Evan Jenkins.
We go to the pastor dressed as a peach. Lord. David Hull.
I'm going to go with 3.5-point favorite.
The Lions are a 1.5-point underdog at Lambeau to open the season. Week 2. Lions host the Chicago Bears. Rico Beard, guess that number.
Lions 3.5.
As a favorite?
Favorite. Okay. Yes. Lions favorite.
Kenny Cott.
I'll say Lions 4.5.
Okay. David Hull.
Lions 5.5.
Kenny Cott, the man in the jersey, wins. The Lions are 4.5-point favorites over the Bears. Week 3 at Baltimore. Lions, Ravens. Rico Beard.
Ravens going to be favored. Lions will be underdogs. Lions plus 6.5.
Over to Kenny Cott.
Lions plus 3.5.
Over to David.
Lions plus 4.5.
This guy's a regular Johnny Avello. Kenny Cott is right again. Lions catching 3.5 in Baltimore. All right, week four, Lions, Browns, Mr. Rico Beard.
Lions favored. You know what? I would say double-digit disco, but I'm going to say 8.5.
Kenny.
I'm going to say Lions, Devils number 5.5.
David.
Ooh, Lions 7.5.
Rico wins because he's the closest, and this is like Price is Right. It's Lions laying 10.5.
Double-digit disco.
Already? Wow.
I know, but I couldn't. If I help you, I got to help everybody.
I know.
Week five, Lions at Cincinnati. Rico.
Lions, underdog, 1.5.
Kenny Cott.
Lions favored, 1.5.
David Hall.
Lions plus 2.5.
Kenny's either cheating or missed his calling in life. Kenny Cott on the nose again.
Wow.
Lions laying 1.5 at the Bengals.
Wow.
He looks like an idiot, but he's sharp. Oh, here we go.
Another stray. A lot of strays.
He's got that beautiful mind.
Lions at the Chiefs. Rico.
Lions underdog 2.5.
Kenny Cott.
Lions underdog. I'll do Devil's number again, 5.5.
All right. David.
Screw it. I'm going with whatever Kenny says on this one.
Rico Beard wins.
Oh.
Lions are a 3-point underdog at Arrowhead. Week 7, Monday Night Football, Lions Bucks. Here, we're standing room tickets. Standing room, $318. Yikes. Rico Beard.
Lions favorite, 3.5.
I'll say Lions by 3.
Okay. David Hall.
I'm going to say Lions by 4.5.
Rico, Lamar, Beard on by the numbers. 3.5.
All right.
Nice job with that. Week 8, the bye week. Rico. Week 9.
I remember those bye jokes when they were bad.
Lions, Vikings, here. What's the number?
Lions favored 4.5.
Kenny Cott.
That's exactly what I was going to say, but just to make it fun, I'll say 4.
If you want to go with it, go with it. We've allowed the repeats. 4.5?
4.5 it is.
Okay, David Hall.
Yeah, I'm going to go Lions by 3.5.
I'd like to say that the two of you are on a tandem bike to success.
Yes!
Lions are laying 4.5 against the Vikes. Week 10, Lions at the Commanders. Rico Beard.
Lions underdog, 2.5.
Kenny Cott.
Lions underdog, 1.5.
David Hall.
Don't even ask me. 4.5.
Favorite or underdog?
Plus.
Okay.
Kenny Cott on the board.
I'm actually don't believe you that the
Lions
right
are getting 1.5.
Wow. Good for me. I'm having a day.
I just wish you'd wear a different shirt. Lions in Philly. Rico Beard.
Lions underdogs 4.5.
Kenny Cott.
Lions underdog 6.
Okay. David Hall.
Plus 6.5.
Rico Beard's the closest. Lions are catching 3.5 in Philly. This will be fun. Lions, Giants, week 12.
Lions, favorite disco shirt.
Is that 10.5?
No, 10.5.
Okay. Kenny Cott.
I also had 10.5.
Okay.
I'll go 11.5.
These two are the closest.
It's 9.5.
It's 8.5.
Got you.
Are you kidding me?
Well, I mean, the Giants are going to have a top 10 defense. They just, their offense is terrible. I don't know. Don't look at me. I didn't make the line.
Costa just texted me and said, take the disco shirt.
Okay. If I had Costa guess these lines, this would be like Big 12 weekly. Central Florida's laying 27.5.
How many mini Dickas?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Lions,
how many mini
62,
Campbells?
Giants 3.
Dan Campbell kneecap biting.
Okay. Lions pack. Thanksgiving.
Lions will be favored in this game by 2.5.
Okay. Kenny Cott.
I'll say it's closer because it's Thanksgiving. So I'll say 1.5.
All right, Lions, David. Come on, David. You got to get one.
Yeah,
of
I'm
these.
Also going Lions 1.5.
You're wrong. Rico's right. Dang. Lions are laying 2.5.
I quit.
Okay. Lions, Cowboys, Sunday Night Football. Rico Beard.
Lions favored Devil's number, 5.5.
Okay, Kenny Cott.
I'll say Lions, 3.5.
David Hall, come on. David, I believe in you.
4.5 Lions.
Wrong again. Rico's the closest. Lions are 6-point favorites. Lions at Rams. Rico Beard.
Lions will be favored by 1.5.
Kenny Cott.
Lions, 3.5.
David, I believe in you.
Rams, 2.5.
Wrong again. Rico wins. Lions are 1.5 favorite. Lions, Steelers, Rico.
Lions favored 4.5.
Kenny Cott.
Lions favored Devil's number.
David, I believe in you.
Lions favored 7.5.
Wrong again. Lions are 6-point favorites. Rico and Kenny closest. Lions at the Vikings.
Lions be favored by 1.5.
Kenny Cott.
Exactly the same. Lions 1.5.
All right, David, here's a hint.
No, Vikings 1.5.
Oh, God, wrong again. Lions are favored by 2.5. Mm. This is like Celebrity Jeopardy with you. David, write a number. And you write Threave.
He writes candy.
Texas with a dollar
right,
sign.
Exactly.
Candy corn?
Suck it, Trebek. All right. Lions, Bears in Chicago. Rico Beard.
Lions will be favored by 2.5.
Okay. Kenny Cott?
Lions 1.5.
All right.
David, Lions 3.5.
Wrong again. You are so consistent. Kenny Cott on the numbers. Lions are a 1.5-point favorite to end the season in Chicago.
I feel excellent about my performance there.
I think
really
you
well.
Two did great.
Yeah. David, I also feel excellent about my performance.
David, thank you for participating.
You wonder why I don't bet, huh?
But here's my point. Do any of these surprise you?
Yeah, the Vikings and the Bears on the road surprise me.
Okay.
And what was it? Cincinnati. Lions being favorite in Cincinnati also surprises me. I think it'll be a shootout, but
think one. About this. A lot of these are all field goal games, 1-point games, 2-point games. The idea you're going to sweep all of those to go 13, 14 wins, that's the point. There are 4 games in here that are unlosable. And if you do, it's a catastrophe. It's the Giants, the Browns, the Steelers, the Cowboys. Other than that, everything's a toss-up.
Right.
By NFL standards. So there you go. Had a little fun with it. Hope you enjoyed. Exactly. We are 100 days from week 0 in college football. David has the 10 issues. This is per ESPN for Rico to solve with that stupid sport of yours. And then 4:00, I have a question for Kenny Cott. And I don't think he's man enough for it. I think that's, and again, it's not because of the T-shirtsy. It's because I think I can fix his team, and I don't think he'll be willing. Okay, so a little fun. I know it's NFL scheduling day, but it's also 100 days from week 0 for a sport I used to love that Rico ruined. So ESPN had the 10 biggest storylines headed into week 0, 100 days out. And Rico, being the de facto commissioner of this thing, he gets to fix them. David, music.
That's right. We got 10 issues here. The first one, I'm not really going to get into because there's a lot of minutia with this one, and it's the house settlement regarding walk-ons. We're just going to skip that. There's a lot of things there.
No. Here's what this one is about.
Right. You can't ask Thanos not to comment. Come on.
The house settlement would basically cap teams at 105, period. That's it. That's including walk-ons, which means you have to set aside a certain amount of spots. A lot of teams carry about 30 to 40 walk-ons. You're going to have to cut scholarships to make sure that you get under number if you want to keep the walk-ons on there. And you're seeing a lot of teams kind of telling their players, thanks, but no thanks. We need your spots more valuable than you are. So if you're a fringe player, you may be getting asked to leave in preparation of this new rule.
Next one on the agenda is, can Lincoln Riley and Mike Gundy bounce back? If you remember, 4 years ago, they were facing off top 10 Bedlam. Both of those guys, top programs, doing great. Well, Riley left for USC, not doing so well. Gundy, still at Oklahoma State, not doing so well. Can they bounce back?
I think Lincoln Riley can. He's going to have all the resources at USC to get this thing done. It's high profile enough. You're in the Big Ten. You saw what Oregon can do. I believe in Lincoln Riley more than I do in Gundy.
Let me defend Gundy in one sense. Last year didn't make any sense. So the year prior, they tried to change the offense. And by like week four, yeah, he went into the OC's room and went, here's the deal. We're running power. Get rid of all the zone crap. That was the genesis of Ollie Gordon.
Yeah.
So last year, they bring back the whole offensive line. They bring back Ollie Gordon. One problem. They had no quarterback play. The quarterback play was abysmal. I want to give them one more shot here.
I'm trying to think. Did they bring in a new coordinator? I want to say they did. But, yeah, Lincoln Riley has all the advantages in California. Now, here's
but
the thing.
It's time. He's right. Got to do something.
It's high
here.
Pressure. You don't get it done this year. I don't think he's going to be their coach next year.
Let's talk about the Diego Pavia situation and his fight for eligibility.
Year 30.
If you remember, the federal court determined that his junior college football year did not count towards his 4 year of eligibility. So they believe that this could affect, and now there could be a surge of players going to junior college.
David, it will absolutely affect. This is going to be the thing that Mike will, one of the things that Mike will hate about it, but you will end up with grown-ass men
there it is.
Playing boys because I know I'm not ready, but I'll go to junior college, play for 2 years, and then still have 4 to 5 years of eligibility at whatever university I want to go to. So now you're looking at 25-year-old grown men going up against 18-year-olds.
It's basically going to turn everything into BYU minus soaking and a trip to Fiji. It's ridiculous.
You know what? How he summed it up.
It's ridiculous, and thank you that you agree with me. Because I've had enough of these COVID babies. Oh, yeah, Johnny's 27 years old. COVID.
I thought that was over.
No, it's absurd.
But, yeah.
Get a job.
Now, here's what's going to happen.
You're Frank the Tank. You can't be at school.
Here's the flip side to that. You're a fringe player. You ball out of the junior college, and now you become the hottest commodity, and now top teams want you because of what you did somewhere out in Kansas.
Miami had a tight end last year in his ninth year of college football. McLaughlin, or whatever his name was. Okay?
The man liked education, Mike.
Sure. David, go ahead.
Next on the list, is this NIL's last big hurrah? This is why they mentioned that, because of the distribution that will happen of $20.8 million in revenue sharing. Will this be the last big hurrah for teams like Texas Tech, who is spending $40 million because it says because of the allocated money, they will have the NCAA will enforce NIL?
I'm going to answer this question. Turn his mic off.
It's off. It's off.
No.
It's booming.
It's not. It's not the last thing.
You're a liar.
Here's what's going to happen.
Turn my mic on.
Turn his mic on. Go ahead.
where's the drop before he explains it? The Francesa, turn my mic on. Go ahead. Explain it.
Here's what's going to happen. It's not because you're going to just flat out have some private organization sponsor a team where it's going to be like you see in the NBA, and they're going to have a logo of whatever team, and that company is going to be like, we're going to give you $40 million a year. We're sponsoring your team, but you got to put our logo on the jersey.
Next on the list will be coaching.
I know you're going to love that.
Will be coaching.
I stayed silent. Okay. You asked me to stay silent.
No, what do you think about it?
I don't even need to tell you.
Okay.
Someone should alert MSU it's the final hurrah. They just took a transfer from Dave and Buster's. We're paying them in drink tickets.
Or you get Dave and Buster's to sponsor you.
Let's get to the next one, which is coaching encores. They give an example of what Mike Norvell did 1 year, and then the next year, we know what he did last year.
Yeah.
They're comparing that with Ryan Day. What does he do in his encore? Does Norvell recover? And then you also have West Virginia, Rich Rodriguez going back to West Virginia, and then Scott Frost going back to UCF. I'm sorry.
For Scott Frost, I mean, I think it's so far under the radar that he probably could have success because there would be very little pressure. Ryan Day, everything about you is one game this year. You've already won the title. But it was tainted. And it wasn't tainted because you cheated. It was tainted because you didn't beat the team up north, as they like to say. He has to win that game, David. I think it's sad to say the national title bought him a year. because they're not going to sit here and lose to Michigan again.
I love Rich Rod back to West Virginia.
It might be the right place for him.
That sounds stupid, I know, but like Neil Brown and that power offense they were running. Look, what Rich Rod did at Jacksonville State, I'm a loser. I watched it. Man, his system works. It still plays. And I know he won't have Here's Pat White and Steve Slayton, but damn it, it plays.
I'll go to Mike Rave saying, if Michigan had backed him and let him brought his own defensive coordinator, he would have been ahead
was
of the curve.
Was that Tony Gibson or Chuck Castile, the D.C. they wouldn't let him bring?
I think it was Castile.
Oh, well.
But they didn't. They said, no, you're going to take our guy. And it didn't work,
but nobody in the I'm telling you.
He was
right
ahead
now.
Of the curve with the spread offense and all of that. Michigan would have been getting all the recruits that Ohio State would have that they did get under Urban Meyer.
It's a power spread, it's power option, it's wild.
Florida
it's,
State, I don't know.
I quit. I got nothing.
Florida State has to just stop going to the bargain bin of transfer quarterbacks.
Their O-line's worse than State's, and that's saying something.
Well, speaking of transfer quarterbacks, the dominoes of Nico. Joey Aguilar goes to Tennessee, and Nico goes to UCLA, but he still hasn't officially enrolled there.
His career's over.
Go ahead.
No, I just think Heupel's going to be able to make something out of Aguilar. Aguilar's a winner, and Heupel is a really good offensive mind. Nico went from a system that would have probably helped get him drafted, and you go to UCLA and die. Yeah. What's he going to do out there?
I think he has nothing. He won't. He's going to go out there, and it's going to be buyer's remorse. I think by the middle of the year, they're going to pull him. The crowd will boo all 10 people who show up to UCLA games and get upset. David, I think he hasn't finished his classes in Tennessee, so technically he can't enroll
yet. You're right.
Why even go to class? This isn't school anymore. We're not here to play school.
Well, it goes back to the other thing. Once you're sponsored, then you don't have to worry about school. You're an employee. I don't know how you would classify it. Independent contractors. Maybe that's what you call them.
What a stupid sport.
And the last two quickly would be Deion without Hunter and Shador in Colorado.
You want to hit the share drop?
Sure.
And
I was thinking more like this.
And Kalen DeBoer, year two at Alabama.
That's one of the most fascinating storylines of the year to me. I leave it to Rico. DeBoer's got 1 year to get this right.
I was about to say, just like Ryan Day, all eyes are going to be on him, David. His honeymoon period is over. It did not end well. Losing to Michigan, he lost all credibility. And now people are sitting there with their arms folded, just like you are right now, saying, you better win. You better beat all of our rivals, and we better be in the playoffs. And I'm not talking about one of these 12 seed playoff. No. We want to buy, or else we made a big mistake.
That is your College Football Blitz.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.